reminders, things of the sort. I hope, has everybody had an opportunity? I tried to emphasize last time to get mentors, to get connected with somebody in your diaconate. Have most of you, have any of you had an opportunity to do any of that? Okay. Thought about it? Okay. It really is an important part of the training. So, and it also is going to connect you, especially if you're a deacon or deaconess in training, it's really going to connect you to people who are in, who are already on the front lines of doing that stuff. So I just want to encourage you to be involved in that. And believe me, they're all feeling overwhelmed anyway. So if you don't pursue, believe me, they're not necessarily going to pursue you, although they still love you. The other thing that I don't think I mentioned last time, there's two sections in the back of this book, Spiritual Gifts Inventory, which is helpful. It's not the be-all, end-all of gifts. I believe gifts are best found through serving. So get out there, serve. Get out there doing things. And believe me, the Lord will reveal what gifts you have. Don't use the Spiritual Gifts Inventory to try and get you out of the calls of Scripture to evangelism and hospitality and all that kind of stuff. People do that too. And I actually believe God equips for calling. So I think it's more important where God is calling us, and He'll take care of making sure that He's put the right pieces in us to take care of the ministry. The second piece that's in there is a community needs assessment. And it's in a draft form, but actually I should bring up a report. We just completed a community needs assessment at our church over in the Drescher area as we prepare to move in there. And that's been really helpful. We came up with 9 distinguishing marks about in terms of how to be involved in ministry and in people's lives. A lot of them have to do with mercy and things like that. So those two things are there. The other thing is, if you didn't know, and some of them didn't know, you should have a schedule in the front of your binder, which said that there was fellowship from 8:30 to 9. Hopefully that means you don't just come at 9, but it really is an opportunity to shoot the breeze with people. Fellowship's a big part of ministry. So if you don't have that schedule, you can let me know about that. And then also on that schedule, which I took one out of here because somebody didn't have one, is there a unit 5 that's listed there? Yeah. That unit 5 is not being covered here in this deacon's training course. We've, from the very beginning, because there's latitude within how all of our churches, not what we believe, but what we emphasize in theology, how philosophy of ministry and theology interact, we've reserved this whole theology piece for your own churches to be handling. So those two final sections there should be handled by your own mercy team or by your own diaconate. So again, that's something you want to make sure that they know. That's an important part of your of training and being prepared for mercy. So, I mean, obviously you're getting some theology as you walk through all of this, but in terms of if you're Presbyterian, and not all of us are Presbyterian here, but if you're Presbyterian, the shorter catechism, larger catechism, the confession, book of church order, so on and so forth. Yeah, we reserve that for the big dogs, the senior pastors. So, any questions with anything that we covered last week, or any thoughts before we move in this week? Continue. Okay. I've asked Brian So to come up and just lead us in a word of prayer, and then I'll introduce David Apple as best as I can.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you.